Welcome to What I Wish I Learned in Law School. My name is Audrey Earhart, and I, just like you, am a practicing attorney, but I'm also the CEO and founder of Practice 42. At Practice 42, our goal is to build and sustain successful law practices across the nation. We do that in so many different ways, and I can't wait to talk to you more about that. Right now, I want you to know we're going to go ahead and focus on how you can become the next guest on my podcast, What I Wish I Learned in Law School, and share so much of your journey with our audience. I'm so excited. It's going to take about 15 to 20 minutes. Let's go ahead and jump in.
All right. So with us right now, Abe Romer, you're the president at West Rock Appraisal. You're found on the web at westrockappraisal.com. Abe, it's great to chat with you.
Nice to meet you.
So give us an overview of the work that you do with West Rock.
So I'm the president of West Rock. I basically oversee every department. We are MAI, Commercial Real Estate Appraisers. We originally incorporated in 1987 by my father. I'm second generation in New York. And over the years, just expanded to where we are today, where we're pretty much in 40 states, most of the country. Again, we do commercial real estate appraisals. And we do a lot of stuff for CMBS lenders, agency, Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae lenders, conventional banks, hard money lenders, as well as state planning attorneys, accountants, do a little work for the IRS and the attorney general.
Yeah. Tell me in particular the work that you do with attorneys.
So a lot of it has to do with estate planning work. They have their clients that they are taking care of, their will, their estate, and all these properties need to be appraised. So being that we cover a lot of the territory, we like to meet as many attorneys as possible. And because wherever they are in the U.S., we're pretty much covered, we're licensed. I have a staff of about 85 people who work for me, and they're all over the country. So they all work for us full time.
Wow. I'm just curious about, the one thing we talk about quite frequently on this podcast is, you know, just kind of the value of networks, right? And relationships and, particularly those trusted relationships. So at West Rock, it strikes me that you've worked hard to build and maintain great relationships.
Absolutely. Actually, when I actually started working with my father about 21 years ago, we were only a company of five people. So we were very much a mom and pop shop, only working in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. My father always said to me, you could be whatever you want in life, but you will know my business and you will be an appraiser as a backup. I'm the oldest, I'm the only son. So he basically didn't give me a choice in the matter. So I got licensed. And once I knew what I was doing and it was became fun and easy for me, I decided, why not just stick with it? And even though I'm a good appraiser, my goal has always been about networking, relationships, building, growing. So at a certain point in time, I asked my father if I could stop doing appraisals and just kind of focus on the growth of the company. And that's basically, he allowed me to do that. And today, again, we are in 40 states and we work with over 300 lenders and we work with a ton of attorneys. And it's all about relationships. For me personally, customer service is by far the most important thing, besides doing obviously great, credible work. But customer service, personally, I give my cell phone number out to everybody. I answer my phone 24/7. I have clients that will call me sometimes on a Saturday night at 10 o'clock at night of an important matter. I will always answer. I want people to always know that they can always reach out to me. Even though we are a big company, I like to give it that feeling of more of a boutique where I personally am always available to any client's needs. And I think it worked in my favor.
You know, at Practice 42, we're obviously really big proponents of systems, people, processes, making sure all of that stuff is dialed in. You know, the fact that you have a footprint as large as you do, I'm sure that there's been some evolutions that have taken place to support that. Again, just kind of those systems and processes on the back end so that you can provide that higher quality of service. Could you share some observations of things that, on that side of it?
So number one, we have our own proprietary appraisal software where a lot of other smaller companies uses like appraisal softwares that are out for the public, like Valkyrie and whatnot. We have our own customized appraisal software that we actually have a patent on, which also gives us the ability to do commercial appraisal work extremely fast and really with everything that the clients would need and want in their report. Second thing that we did is we created our own customized tracking system. So every job gets put in by our staff. Automatic emails go out to the clients, to the point of contacts, remind them if we need to schedule the inspection or need rent rolls and whatnot. So we're able to track, even though we're a massive company and we bring in, I would say, an average of $100,000 worth of appraisal fees a week, which is a tremendous amount of business. But we have a tracking system that allows us to stay organized and on top of everything. And again, to keep providing that customer service to all our clients.
All right. $1 million question here. We ask everybody, you know, thinking about what you learned back when you were in school, and then, you know, now you've certainly kind of gotten into the real world. You know, for those who might be, you know, whether they're a practicing attorney or in law school, or whether they might be on the appraisal side, what are maybe some professional development or business development, you know, pieces of advice that you find yourself commonly giving to someone that might be a little bit earlier in their profession?
Try to network with high ranking individuals. Those are usually the guys that can probably get those doors open for you into new avenues. I will say, from my own personal experience, when I was first getting in with CMBS lenders, which is really where the bigger appraisal companies operate and do a lot of their business. I had an individual who is a tremendous, massive real estate owner, and he actually got my foot in the door with them. And then from there, it was a domino effect to get into a lot of the other lenders in that field. So always connecting yourself and networking, staying close to high net worth individuals, because they can usually introduce you to the right people to continue on with your process career.
They got a lot going on. Abe, to our friend that's listening right now, and how do folks typically kind of begin maybe a partner referral engagement with you? What does that typically look like?
As far as referrals go, I mean, I get a lot of referrals like every day, I would say, thank God. Like, people call me up saying, hey, I got your number from so-and-so. I needed an appraisal done, you know, and it's really, I think it's because of the quality of our work. And I think most importantly, the customer service, you know, which I really do try to make myself stand out differently than everybody else. And again, it feels like it's worked for me. And that's how I do it.
Yeah. I typically find that, you know, in this world, you know, we don't want to have our clients start working with someone that's not going to exercise that great customer experience, right? So I can see why that's so critical for you. Abe, please share your website and how people find you, get in contact with you, and engage.
We're all over social media, LinkedIn, Twitter. We have a website. I actually have like a small team that's all they focus on every day is sending out, you know, literature of WestRock to social media. I get comments all the time. Oh, I keep seeing your company popping up on random things and sites. So definitely they're doing their part, and it's been really working favorably for us. And
then, of course, your website, westrockappraisal.com. What would you recommend either when someone goes there, or how do they, so they can obviously from there they can connect with you on social as well?
Absolutely, connect with me on social. You know, you call just even the main number, you can just ask for me, or I'm happy, even if it's all right with you, I give my cell phone number right on this broadcast to you. 646-610-1065. Call me 24/7. I am always available.
Abe Romer, president of WestRock Appraisal. Again, your website, westrockappraisal.com. Abe, thank you so much.
Thank you. Pleasure.
It's Audrey Earhart here. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast, What I Wish I Learned in Law School. Listen, if you are a successful attorney and you want to share your message and you have something that you want to give back here, I would love you to have you there to be a part of my program. And that's, again, the What I Wish I Learned in Law School platform. That's our podcast. This is where you're really going to have the opportunity to share our amazing message. And listen, if you got something out of this interview, it's really important that you share our podcast with your social media. It's not just about our social media, where we're going to be putting this out on our Instagram, Practice 42, our Facebook, Practice 42. You'll even see it on my LinkedIn, Audrey, and you'll also see it Practice 42's LinkedIn as well. We really want you to be part of this community so we can get your unique message out. We're putting out so much content on a weekly basis. I know you're going to find something that piques your interest, you can learn from, share with your audience too. And listen, you can just do a quick screenshot of your phone number and text it to a friend so they can take a look at everything. They can see what you're up to on social media. They can see what we're up to. And really, this is the way that we're going to help our lawyer community learn what they need to know. There's so much that none of us learned in law school about how to run a business, how to optimize our processes, how to get the right marketing for our practice, how to use legal technology, which changes on a daily basis. Listen, let's get connected. Let's stay connected. I'm so appreciative of you for being here. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.